Welcome to the Brown Bricks Podcast, the most amount of fun you can have while listening to a podcast. I'm Phineas.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Jack. How y'all doing?
What's up, guys?
Yeah, this one's a bit late, sorry.
Yeah, I was out at a lake house, and I didn't plan on being there, and then they were like, you're going to do that, and then I did it.
It worked out okay, though, because I was pretty hungover on the day we normally
and
do.
And I had to work, so. Yeah,
so it actually kind of, it's okay.
I know that doesn't mean anything to you guys, but just know that I'm coming, you know, in top form today.
Coming in hot.
Yeah.
I'm not as hungover.
Hot. We got to talk about all the biggest things in the media gaming sphere.
Like pronouns?
Like pronouns in Starfield and One Piece live action, baby. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to address it all.
You know, these Bethesda games, they always have at least one mission where you choose between one of two factions. Why not in Starfield have the pronouns and the anti-nouns?
Oh, I like that.
So what's an anti-noun?
It's the guy. It's that one conservative boy. Yeah, it's... Can I play the Starfield clip?
Why are
of
you
the
asking
guy?
Me if you can?
There is nothing I love more than to sit down, comfy chair, turn on my PC, fire up a brand new RPG, lose myself. Think, oh my god, just think of this world, just think of all the planets I can visit, all the immersive things that I can get involved with, all the fights, all the relationships, all the people I meet, all the places I go. I'm so excited to go there. And you know, I love nothing more.
I do love those things.
With all of that laid out in front of me, I love nothing more than to be dragged out at every fucking conceivable opportunity so you can fucking current day us.
Current day me. Yeah, man.
I mean,
that thing that.
Sorry, did you want to get immersed in our world?
In the future as well?
Fucking pronouns! Fucking gender ambiguity! Fucking current day Californian shit! Because that's all we fucking know! Because we're boring! We're so fucking boring!
This guy is exactly how you imagine he would look.
Yeah.
As a British fucking balding man with a loose beard and...
He spends so much time talking about, like, you know...
How awesome it would have been.
Endless, like, you know, a big, expansive world. You know, you can make your own choices, do all these things. The things that attract you to an RPG, you know, the freedom. And then, like, when another choice is given, giving players even more freedom. You can be cis, dude. You're going to be okay.
That's actually the default.
Yeah, right? You'll be you don't even have to click a button to do it.
There was that one guy who posted, he's like, I'm getting tired of this shit. And it just showed, like, Professor Oak. It's like, are you a boy or are you a girl? It's
woke,
like,
nonsense.
The point, like, if you're going to have character customization, you're going to have, because people are like that. They're like, I want to customize my character in a way that suits me. And there are people
you know
that.
What?
Especially in an like fucking RPG game, right?
There's only three choices. It's he, him, they, them, and she, her. And it's like, that's not even a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's like they, them is just something where, like, it's just prefer not to say on any of those things. Or like somebody's just like, my pronouns are they, them. It's like, why not include it? It's literally,
yeah.
It would actually be
for me, it's because I'm RPing as a cyborg.
Yeah.
I have no gender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no genitalia
no
either.
No genitalia, robot.
Except for
man.
Your giant robot penis.
Do you have to have genitals
I
in
don't
the new Starfield
that,
game?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, every game should do the cyberpunk Baldur's Gate 3 route where you just
you
make
customize
them choose
your
genitalia.
Genital.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that way nobody talks about the pronouns. They just talk about the cock,
like,
and the vaginas.
I do like the genitalia sliders, or like just like the ability to change things.
Yeah.
So in the sex scene, they have to accommodate my massive like tree trunk of a hog, but it's like a chopped down tree trunk.
I'm just saying, I played Baldur's Gate, and I put a lot of thought into which penis type I chose, yet I've only seen it the one time so far.
Yeah, I never take
doesn't
my
guy's
underwear
off. Doesn't that make
that
one time off. You saw it all the sweeter?
I did. It made me feel like my choices mattered.
Mm-hmm. That was the true telltale.
That's what this
game.
Guy
that's
should
the penis
be feeling.
I chose.
That's me. That's me.
There's another clip I saw. The same guy who got mad that there was an NPC who was a female clone of a male like character. And it's like, okay, so they're not even trans. They're just a female clone of that guy.
Like,
they didn't even say they were trans, like, as the character.
As a person who is like self-professed unwinding, not trying to take this too seriously. He is really examining all of this with a fine-tooth comb to find anything that makes him mad.
Like, he complains about, like, oh, dragging me into current day shit, but it's like, you're the one making outrage content, bringing yeah. it into modern day politics, when it's like a choice,
I get,
a character creation choice
I get being like, so if you are like a weirdo conservative guy, and like if there's a subplot that was mandatory where they took you aside and they like made a big political like hullabaloo and they made you like participate in all of that, I would get why, like, oh, there's outrage amongst this. But it's like, it literally just seems like he was like, okay, I need to get outraged at Starfield for something. So he was like going in and like eyes like a hawk,
yeah.
looking for the first moment that he could get outraged so he could just turn it off and be like, I'm fucking done.
He didn't even get to the side quest where yeah. you get kidnapped and shot with a bimbofication ray.
Yeah. And it's permanent. You can't even
your character becomes permanently a bimbo.
That would be funny if Starfield is a commentary.
If you fail a combat encounter.
Dude, if you fail a dodge roll, then you just immediately become a bimbo.
There ain't no rolls. This is a Bethesda game.
You can't, yeah. you actually...
This is fucking...
There's a lot more
Destiny with
about.
More yeah. side quests.
I like the idea that like bimbofication doesn't
good
change
gunplay.
It doesn't.
Destiny does have better gunplay.
It doesn't change a lot, but when you have to like pick up items instead of just auto picking them up, like it just like goes into your inventory. They make you bend over like very slowly and then bend up and pick it
when you're the bimbo.
So it is legitimately a very annoying part of
gameplay.
They
pull out into the third person perspective in all Bethesda games have.
It's it's essentially a soft lock if you get bimbo fight.
Yeah, there's a lot of speedrunners who are like, oh, this is a really hard part.
It's a major skill check. Halfway through the main quest.
It's like, were you paying attention to the parry system? No?
No.
Well, it looks like you're a bimbo
now.
Looks
like you have to restart your game because all non-bimbo save files have been erased.
You're also, every time you like get a side quest from a guy, he's not going to like really trust you and he's just going to try to hit on you the whole time. And you're like, okay, I can't complete any of them now.
Damn.
And you also get 77%
all the major quest givers and allies stop respecting you as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that guy would get really upset about that quest.
Yeah, people start doing quests without you.
And yet he's not going to play it. Well, what I kind of think is insane about this game entirely is that it hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, no, that's...
It's not released. It releases tomorrow. This is all the people who bought the pre-order.
Oh,
like,
yeah, have early
Giga
access.
Early access edition. So people have literally not gotten like access to the game, and they're just following like these random people online who have been able to play it, which I think is terrible marketing.
Yeah, no, it's awful.
Dog shit marketing choice.
Well, I don't know. It's one of those weird things with like Bethesda games where this is just going to like sell regardless.
Yes.
So I don't think it's a bad marketing choice, but I don't think it's going to hurt the game sales overall. I did like that one guy who stole it, and he's like, and he just like made a TikTok about how he stole it, and he's like, Todd Howard, cool guy, like, hey, I stole 60 copies of Starfield, but like, dope game, Todd Howard,
awesome,
don't come after
game.
Me
hit me up if you want to buy a copy.
Fucking arrested because it was like, why did you do that?
Yeah, he's just mailing the copies out to people. That shit rocks.
That seems to me like someone who's like terminally online and like does understand that, like, no, if you literally steal stuff, like, no one really cares if you pirate shit, but if you literally steal a bunch of shit, you're gonna get in trouble.
There are a lot of people, like, the most
that's what
like,
I think
rubber.
Of all the people who steal Pokemon cards too.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, some guy got arrested in Omaha for doing that. And KETV said, like, and he didn't catch them all. I was like,
hell yeah.
I was like, God damn it. God damn it.
Good work, KETV.
Newswatch 7. That's exactly the kind of reporting that
good
I expect from
byline
you.
Byline there. That rocks.
Yeah, I don't know. The funny thing about, like, online versus non-online people is you see, like, this big divide between how, like, people... They're like, okay, this is like okay to duel online. And then the moment that it gets into the real world, they're like, oh shit, there's like consequences for these actions.
Problem is, like, most normal people who are going to play Starfield will never enter the discussion space on the internet, most likely.
No.
They're just going to sit in their room, smoke a bunch of fucking weed, and just rock out and
like,
play Starfield.
I know the people...
That actually makes Starfield sound way better.
Oh, yeah.
No,
100%.
It looks good, but the idea of doing that sounds like decent time.
Do you know how many people I know who, like... are like just dudes who I knew from college who have played thousands of hours of Skyrim, and they have never seen, they don't even know what the culture war is.
Yeah, they've just never installed a mod.
Yeah, they just sit there. They were like, yeah, the best weekend of my life was when I was house sitting for somebody, and I just sat there and smoked weed, ate all their stuff, and played Skyrim. And I'm like, those are the guys who want Starfield. It's like Skyrim in space. That's all they need to say.
100%. Yeah, that's why it's gonna do so gangbusters, but goddamn, does it look fucking trash.
I don't know. It's like, it's a Bethesda game.
Think about downloading Starfield when the fuck mods come out.
Are there not fuck mods in it already?
No, I'm pretty sure that shit's already in there. 100%, because they're working on the same infrastructure that they've been working on.
It's like hot coffee, where the guys automatically put it in there, where it's like, I just downloaded it, no mods, and here's what's in the folder right now. It's just...
Yeah,
giant tits. It's all the ones where like, have you ever seen like clean faces mod? Remember that?
Well, they're gonna have to do a better job of making the character models in Starfield look sexy, because they look kind of rough right now.
Yeah, they update it. They update it to sexify, to bimbo-fy all my
bimbo-fy all my,
they're bimbo-fying my fucking Starfield.
I remember being a teenager playing Saint Rose 3, and I saw on Rooster Teeth, the YouTube channel, that there was a Easter egg. They used to do Easter egg videos. That was where I found all my Easter eggs, that you could find a magazine with a nude cover of one of the characters in the game. And, but you had to bring a sniper rifle to see it that well, because you could zoom in on it. And then it was pixely as hell, but I loved that shit. I was like, hell yeah.
You found it. It feels like you shouldn't have
found it. I think when I was a kid, I took off, you know, they get the female like characters in Skyrim or whatever, took them off, look at their like bra and panties, obviously, sat there and was like,
that's awesome,
making sure my parents didn't walk in while
everyone is, any of those games where it's like, oh, there's like sex stuff, but you also had to play
everyone
it.
Everyone in Skyrim looks like a street urchin, though. They look someone I ran into on like the parking lot stairwell.
Yeah, you're and then you like kind of like step around them. They're not someone who you want to fuck. You know who is someone we want to fuck?
The Ha Ha Man.
The Ha Ha Man.
Is that who just
say your full name and address?
What's your what's your deal, Ha Ha Man?
I make people ha ha all the time.
Make us ha ha.
Make us ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Ha. Do it.
No.
I have a gun.
He's got a gun.
That's the equivalent. I would love doing a stand-up thing where it's like, I kill every time, and then you get up there and you just have a gun, and you're like,
laugh
now.
Like group of armed men come out and start making people laugh.
It's almost as good as my stand-up thing as a guy throwing up into a bucket. That's his whole stand-up thing. He just pulls trig. He gets up there, says, hey guys, what's up?
All right.
So that would be all right, like a open mic night, you know?
No,
you see all these people do like really like drunk, terrible shit, and then one guy gets up, brings a buck. You're like, what's going on?
No, that's, there's like a video online of somebody doing that where they're like, he's like a stand-up comedian. He's like, please welcome our next guy. And it's like an open mic, and he's like, one sec. And then he just starts putting his fingers down his throat, and he starts going, and then they're like, boo, and everyone like gets him off the stage. But I can't find it anymore.
Does he manage to puke before they kick him off?
I think he pukes like a little, or he's like getting started, and then they're like, get him the fuck off the stage.
They kicked him off before he could fully just
he could fully rock and roll.
See, that would, I would have liked that. I don't know why they kicked him off.
But what if he continually kept doing it? He's like, I promise, I have a whole routine.
Yeah.
He like talks him through the jokes.
This is meaningful afterwards.
Comedy club man.
It would be cool if he had a punchline for every time he did throw up. You know, he'd say something about like, and then she pulled out her pussy and it stank.
You know, but it's like he
viscerally
for a while.
This was me.
So he does like boring hack humor that's kind of gross out humor, and then he goes, "Oh my god,
this is me." This is me when the wife says, "We're visiting the in-laws."
And I walked in there, and two homeless men were fucking. Just give me a sec.
I'm not gonna lie. This is definitely me when I'm stuck in traffic.
He's like,
help.
Visibly worn out by the end of his set. He's like, okay, I was gonna do one more, but I can't.
You guys have been a great audience.
Always taking Tums. Like his voice gets raspier as the years go on, because he's just forcing.
I'm destroying my teeth with stomach acid.
Yeah. He's got like,
things I do for the love of the craft.
Yeah,
this is me like when the dentist tells me I'm gonna lose my teeth.
Everyone thinks that he's like a meth addict, and he's like, no, I just do stand up every night. That would be
stand-up comedian.
That's my ideal open mic night. There is an open mic place down in Blackstone. Yeah. And if you walk by, they try to beckon you in like a vampire, where they're like, open mic night tonight. Do you guys want to come in and try your hand? It's like, no.
Any but, place like that has people actively trying to get you to go there outside is not a place I want to go.
That would,
I don't think it's sketchy. It's just like,
it's pathetic.
That's, people would be going if this was any good.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or because it was always like three people inside and they're all like looking outside. Like they're waiting for someone to come in so they can
step up on the stage.
Stand up. Not to step up on the stage. Like they want to go and they just want you to like watch it. Because they tried to beckon me in to be like, no, you can watch it. You can watch the stand up.
You're allowed to.
You can't. We're not going to stop you from watching. And it was like, give us $10 and you can watch the stand up. And I was like,
get in there?
It makes me.
How else do they make money? I guess they could have an expensive bar.
I don't know. Yeah.
Most open mic nights, I figured, were ways to just get people to come down and buy more drinks. Yeah.
I went to the Red Line the other night, and the door guy there is a guy that comes down quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the guy that wears
leather.
You're
not supposed to say that.
All
right. We'll have to bleep it
up. Bing, 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 bing. That's going to be our new. It's going to be you going, ching chong.
No.
That's what he's doing.
He was saying, bing, 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 bing.
It's the same thing. It's like one level deeper.
Like quite a while talking with this guy. And I went in and I'm like, hey, man, how are you? And he's like, ID. Like, no, he knows who I am. And I'm like, like, I work at that other place, man. And he's like, I'm like, I just said, okay.
Okay, really did you walk away?
I was really annoyed by it. Oh, I wave him in quite a lot. He chit-chats with me quite a lot.
I don't know. Red Line actually might have a higher standard.
But just to be hi, how are you? And he's like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
You might not talking to you
have someone who's watching him, maybe.
Maybe.
Like, maybe it's not, like, the bar
the
we work
blow.
At.
That was not the vibe. That was not the vibe down there at all. I feel like he was just in a bad mood.
That's fair.
Fair enough.
I've been there.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah. Me
hey,
too.
It's okay,
but
okay,
it ruined
bud.
My whole year.
You're going to be okay.
That
it
is
ruined.
Bad.
Well, I'm angry.
Yeah. Is there something we can do to make it better?
You know what else?
We can all go to that bar right now.
Yeah, we can.
Rush
we can all
in.
We can all
don't,
rush.
Don't
can't
throw,
stop
don't throw that to me. I ain't going to catch that.
Oh, who's going to catch it?
You throw it to me, I let it drop.
Well, did anybody else watch the live action One Piece?
I did, yeah.
All the way?
I watched half of it with you, not all the way.
You watched?
I left partway through.
One episode.
I left before the first episode finished.
You didn't watch any of it then?
So you've seen...
What?
You watched the first half of
the first
episode.
You've seen the Alvita.
You're talking about the whole...
I'm talking about the whole damn series.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
I watched it. Did you?
It's all right, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right, which is like better than I thought it was going to be.
It's fun.
It is like, it's like Wednesday level for me, where I was like, oh, this is like fun, but I like these characters more than I like Wednesday's characters, but it's aesthetically, it's got some of the One Piece charm, but it's still a little bit weird.
They've finagled some of the arcs differently. Like Arlong shows up at Bariati for some reason,
yeah,
and it's weird, but they made it work, so I'm like, okay.
They were trying to, because I remember Matt Owens, the guy who wrote it, called into like a One Piece YouTuber stream like 4 years ago, and it was like, well, they were all like chatting, and he was talking about how like audiences today work differently from like 1999 when it was made. So he's like, you kind of have to tie everything in the season. So
yes,
you have to. So because Baratier, like or Syrup Village, like all of those early arcs are like so separate and just like, we got the crew member, we fight the bad guy, okay, next island, and then you like do that.
I was wondering about that because I was wondering if it was going to follow that formula, and if live action did, I thought that would be weird.
Yeah,
yes,
that like
it would feel
if they
really
fought
odd.
The buggy pirates
and honestly,
one episode, and then like we have Nami now.
Yeah,
I think
they
it
do
feels
fight.
Odd in the manga, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good way to write.
They
your
do it
story.
Where it's like they fight. Buggy.
It makes more sense if you're reading it weekly.
Yeah.
They like fight Buggy, but like Buggy's like meets Arlong, and Arlong's like the bigger, badder guy, and so he like fucks with him. And so it's like they kind of make Arlong kind of the main bad guy throughout the East Blue, and tie some things in. But for the most part, it's like stays like as truthful as it could if it's trying to do that to East Blue, and also trying to make it happen in like 8 hours and not like zero, not like the 30 hours that it was in the actual thing. So I don't know. It worked. I was pleasantly surprised with it. I liked it. I also really like the cast.
Yeah, the cast, they do a good job. They're fun. I enjoy, there's like a little part where after they get the Going Merry where they play a little rendition of We Are.
Yeah, that was cool. Nice. That was sweet. I like that. That was good.
CGI, not distracting,
not,
I would say.
Not as terrible as I thought it was going to be.
It's actually pretty good.
That's how I could sum up the whole show. It's like not as terrible as I thought it was going to be. Like yeah. I watched the whole thing and I didn't have to force myself to do so.
Yeah.
And does somebody wear Luffy as a condom to fuck Luffy's mom?
He was about to. Arlong was about to put him on his giant dick and he's like, "Nah, I'll leave you here to rot."
It would have been the most savage thing.
That would have been the most savage thing anybody could ever do. Absolute despair, like destruction.
Absolute disrespect.
Oh, yeah. Absolute disrespect.
Yeah. So, overall, I give it a solid 7.5 out of 10.
I do think that, like...
Watch it if you're a One Piece fan.
Watch it if you're a One Piece fan. And if you've ever been, like, kind of curious about One Piece, but the length scared you off, there are worse ways to get into it.
Yeah.
The like, movie recaps are worse than, like, this, I think. And also, the way that he described it when he was, like, talking to all of those, like Tekking 101, like, these, like, shitty One Piece YouTubers, was he was like, okay, once you get to, like, the Grand Line, like, that's all just, like, coherent story, where you don't need to do any, like, finagling, but, like, early on, East Blue's, like, kind of hard to make work as far as, like, studio executives concerned.
There's at least more, like, story arcs that you can cover, like a live action show would.
Yeah, exactly.
I just can't wait for Long Ring.
That's one of the showrunners, his favorite arc, actually. And I think he has a good reason for making
because it's the last Crew Shenanigans arc.
I don't care. That arc, fuck it.
I mean, do you not like that all the animals have a longing for adventure?
I don't even mind that the long part is stupid. I just think the Foxy games are boring and his crew is boring.
They are.
I don't like Foxy.
The slow fruit is not as interesting as it should be.
Yeah.
The best part of that arc is when it calls back to it in the Amazon Lily arc when Luffy thinks he's being hit by the slow beam when he's actually being hit by the Meromero beam, which is the level beam.
That's why that scene is so important.
That's why they had to do that. That's why they had to take that.
That's what Oda was. People like fucking jerk off Oda's foreshadowing so much. It's just he's like, oh, I had this part back here. I could reference it again, or I could like tie this.
Say that story was
I was gonna put here anyways. Yeah. I can tie it to stuff I've already established.
The amount of people that were like, they foreshadowed like Conqueror's Haki from chapter one. Okay, it's like, no, he was probably thinking about Haki. He was probably like, okay, like how do I?
There's a clear point in the story where they like start mentioning Haki.
Yeah,
or like his Haki. You're like, Haki, what's that? And then they mention it a few more times. Like that's clearly around.
Or they're like,
when
what
came
just
up
happened there?
Haki.
It's like, I don't know. That was weird, but it goes perfectly. It's not like those things where like Oda
take like the first chapter, Shanks like staring down a shark after it bites his arm off.
It was just a cool anime moment. It wasn't like supposed to be.
Yeah, he's
like
a badass.
Shake doesn't turn to the camera and just be like, this will be important in 1,000 chapters. When Luffy punches Kaido, this is very important.
Remember, Luffy, you'll too have this power someday.
Of Conqueror's Haki.
Conqueror's Haki.
I think what I did like the most about the live action is how unapologetically, like, weird it is. Yeah. Like, it doesn't like make quips about like Garp wearing a dog hat
or like the snail bones.
Yeah, it's the just like bones, that's like, just how it is in the world. And I'm like, fuck yeah, that's like how you should do it.
I mean, like, that is why, because like it's way more interesting to have that, because then people are like, what the fuck is up with those snail phones? And in One Piece, there's always an explanation, so there's always like a shit ton of things that you can be like, oh, that's why they have the snail phones. And that's why like Lord of the Rings is popular. That's why like Game of Thrones is popular, because there's like ancillary shit that's like completely unnecessary for understanding it, but like very good at like getting people who want to go deeper into going deeper. So I think it's trying to do something similar to that, and I don't know how well it will succeed, but it seems to be doing pretty well.
Yeah, I always love to go deeper.
My boss is talking about it.
Your boss?
Yeah, he said, I watched that One Piece show.
Tell me, is the One Piece real, Jack?
Is the One Piece real?
Jack, write me up a report on...
write me up on...
write up a report for me on whether or not the One Piece movies.
Do a fucking analysis.
I want. Yeah, us looking into this.
Do an OLS on the realness.
We're
going to
turn
One
this
Piece.
Company into a search for the One Piece.
Do
actually.
A search for the One Piece.
We're a pirate crew.
Do a
Jack.
Do a select for the One
Jack,
Piece.
Jack, you're my first mate. I know you know about that.
I'm
going to be counting on you.
Howdy, Kato. You.
I bought a boat, Jack.
Howdy, you know about this?
Jack, you know. We're gonna become real pirates.
We're gonna
pillage.
Real pirates.
Jack, we're gonna get powers.
We gotta save the village.
Okay, sir.
Okay, sir.
All right.
Okay, Diane.
This would rock. I would love to work here.
That would be cool if just like my boss just went fucking nuts. Like actually went insane after watching like 8 episodes of the One Piece live action show.
I'd never watched anime all my goddamn life because I knew I couldn't handle it. But the live action One Piece came out.
I never understood that
won't be a problem.
I never understood when they were just cartoons, but now they're real.
I understand what's going on. We have to go to the water.
We have to go sail on the water. The One Piece is real.
All your coworkers.
We don't have to be stuck in here doing Excel and Word. We can be out there.
On sailing
seas. With our crew.
The trusty pirate.
With our gum powers.
We're going to need a navigator.
If he started giving you huge raises and behaved like this, would you egg him on?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we'd encourage it?
I'd egg him on.
All your coworkers hate you, but you're making like 900 grand a month.
Oh, yeah.
He's demoting them.
Yeah, I'd do whatever.
There's not a lot of
way. No, not that. You're making like 30 grand a month, and you're actively destroying the company you work for, and
30,
everyone knows
30 grand
it.
A month
everyone
is still
hates
a lot
you.
Of fucking
that's,
money.
That's
yeah, it's a lot of money.
Six figures.
I mean, as long as he didn't
you know this job is
going
to be gone in a year.
Yeah, as long as he didn't physically make me go out to the sea with him.
Takes you out on like
yeah, that's
takes you out on the river in a little boat sometimes.
That's cool. I'm cool with that.
But like during work hours, and he like is really into the pirate stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Liam has a good point that like it's not gonna last forever because higher ups are gonna catch wind.
Like,
and they're gonna be like, "You've had a mental break.
He should be on my crew instead."
And he's like, "Right, Jack." Look at this video I have of him and me pirating out on the river.
No, there's a giant casino boat that goes out on the river sometimes. You guys
rob the casino boat,
pull up alongside. Like just, a speedboat and throw like
just my company
ropes
just
up onto the deck.
Fire the great shot, Jack.
Guys just making
tired
like
bouncers on the side, like fuck.
Not
hey, ones. Get your ropes off our boat.
Well, no. you make sure to have a cannon because if a bouncer sees you have a cannon, like he's not dying for that job.
Yeah. I mean, that big old cannon that you're trying to aim off of, like a tilting little boat. You know?
Yeah, you're
not that intimidating.
Yeah, but you know, you
pour
might
the powder
still,
in
you might
my
still
boy.
Fuck someone up with it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You're not gonna succeed in robbing this casino boat, but like
I
if I see a
not
cannon,
as intimidating as a gun. I don't.
Oh
think.
Yeah, sure. But
what
I'm
if,
sticking with the
what if I
pirate theme?
What if somebody rushes down into the bar and says like, "Guys, I need you to protect me. Pirates are afoot." And then you hear a giant boom and someone's firing cannons at the side of the building. What do you do? And you know that guy's in there and that's the only reason that they're shelling
the building. I evacuate the bar out whatever entrance he's not shooting.
No, but someone's
the
out there
of
to rape and plunder you once you get out. He says,
"Alright, well, I call the cops for sure." But if someone's firing a cannon at the building, I'm like, this bar is going to get caved in.
He said, "No, the cops, you call the cops." And the cops say, "Those are lawless waters, boy. You're on your own."
What?
We don't come down to those streets.
Probably open the door to try and run out because it's going
to collapse. Why don't we take the guy and offer him to the pirates?
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah that's probably a fair
thing. If there's a guy firing a cannon at the building and the cop said this is open waters, can't help you, I'm going to offer the guy who says pirates are after me to the pirates on the street.
You guys are I love how they just have like a thing where it's like, if you're past 25th Street, it's open waters. It's lawless
maritime
land
law, boys.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's the closer you get downtown, there's way more cops, but
it's
the just Marines. The Marines.
It's
the Marines. Shoot them.
Shoot the Marines, Jack. ACAB. That's I don't know.
We're going against the world government.
talking to the guy at work today about how many locusts it would take down a U.S. like naval fleet. A Chinese company, NPR was talking about, just found out what pheromone makes locusts, what do you call it?
Mating.
Turn into locusts.
Turn into a swarm. Big old swarm. Yeah. Yeah. What makes them swarm?
Because they change. Like, they're not, they're become locusts.
Yeah. So they know, like, the locusts will hang out by themselves a lot, but then sometimes they swarm. It's really devastating. So they found out the pheromone that makes them do it and have genetically modified ones that do not swarm when others do. So then we were joking about the Chinese have control of locusts, like worried about like war. But then there's like 30 trillion locusts crossing the Pacific at us.
Was that not literally the plot of like the newest Jurassic Park?
Literally was. Yeah.
Well, that was just like, how do we stop these locusts?
But they like made them. Like the locusts, they made them.
Yeah,
in
they
the
were
lab.
Generated.
Yeah. Who made them?
That's true.
Who made them in the movie?
Dinosaur guys. The dinosaur guys pivoted and made giant locusts.
Yeah, but were they from China, is what I'm asking.
I think it was the actually was the Chinese guy from the
Chinosaur.
First movie.
Whose choice is it in our dinosaur movie to make it about locusts?
It was. I don't think it was like an active choice. Like somehow.
What do you mean? Was that like natural conclusion?
I think some movies ideas come out of the ether where it's like no human thought of that. It was just like enough things started. Like they're like, we need this scene, and then they were like in a boardroom for 3 days, and they're like, how do we make this work?
There's prehistoric animals everywhere now, and they can't stop them. But for the last 40 movies, it's been. The dinosaurs are going to eat everyone. Yeah. So how do we change that? Like, what else is dangerous?
You don't need to change that. That's the whole point. That's what I'm interested in.
Are they at least prehistoric big locusts?
Yeah, they were, but they're still just like, when they're a swarm, it doesn't really matter.
Now they're like the size of a squirrel, you know?
They were like pretty big.
I think they should have summoned minuscule meteors to snipe every one of the dinosaurs.
I think they should have formed into dinosaurs. I think they should have formed into dinosaurs like a pod. So like they formed into a giant like fist and then punched one of the dinosaurs. Yeah. They're helping out the humans in the end.
Really, there's just jump the shark and make like mecha.
It would have
bugs.
Been better than not using the dinosaurs at all, which is what they did.
There's a Chinese guy with full like tech and with goggles on, and he's doing airbender moves behind all the locusts.
He's got VR goggles on
and like weird technological like gloves.
He's like forcing the locusts
that
to
would,
do
that
things.
Would unironically rock.
They're AI would, locusts.
That's how they stop the dinosaurs.
I do like it if it would be like the Pacific Rim music. Kicks in as he like punches the dinosaur. It's like,
see the new Godzilla trailer?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Godzilla was a year one, negative one,
minus one.
I didn't watch, no, I did watch the last one, right?
That Shin Godzilla.
Oh, this is a Shin Godzilla sequel.
It's made by the Japanese.
Yeah, I heard Shin Godzilla was really good.
It was really good. It was interesting. It was a commentary on the ineffectiveness of government.
Who would win, Godzilla or Chinosaur, the locust man?
Chinosaur? Is that just a bunch of locusts?
In the shape of a dinosaur.
I love the idea that Chinosaur
That would be awesome in that movie. If the locust swarm formed like a T-Rex, and they're like, oh my god, this one's even bigger than the, the big not T-Rex in the last movie.
Can I just say... That is what I recommended, and all of you, and we moved immediately.
I maybe was ignoring you. I apologize.
But it's I said giant dinosaur made out of locusts.
He tends to do that.
But it's like Wizard of Oz with the Chinese tech man in the middle of it.
Chinosaur.
Yeah.
Chinosaur, but it's just a giant thing made out of locusts that kind of looks like a dinosaur. There's that Justin Wang. There's that guy trying to take down Justin Wang.
Justin Wang. Go on.
And he's like, Justin Wang doesn't cite his sources. And then he spent 20 minutes talking about how Justin Wang posted the picture of Steven Spielberg with a dinosaur. And he's like, boycott Steven Spielberg. And it's like, but other people had done that before.
What are you talking about? What
Never mind. Internet drama. We don't have
Who's Justin Wang?
Okay. Then
the Twitter user. I don't know what he actually is.
Yeah, he's a...
And I don't care, actually. Let's move on.
Yeah, you know what? Let's move on. None of this... You know what I do care about?
What are jelly beans?
About how to pay for it.
I just thought that was funny. I like the idea of jelly bean money, where it's like every time you get a paycheck, into the jelly bean jar.
And you gotta resist eating them.
Yeah.
Because that's how you pay for stuff in this world.
You use it as a bartering system.
Like, did they go bad?
No. Well, jelly beans don't go bad. That's just so awesome.
It's super rich men sit there while you're like trying to get a loan from them. They're just slowly eating out of the jelly bean jar. You're like, oh my God. He's so rich.
You know how people have done the calculation?
You just ate a blue one. Those are the most valuable.
Yeah. He's actually pulling a big move and went and fucking pulled Trig in the bathroom right after the meeting. You start.
That's they're swallowing them like pills. But you know how people have done the calculations where it's like Jeff Bezos, like if there was a $500 bill on the ground, it wouldn't be worth his time to go pick it up. Mm-hmm. It's like Jeff Bezos, if he was shoveling jelly beans into his mouth, would still be able to make money every single day.
Jeff Bezos survives entirely on a diet made of jelly beans.
Finally, my jelly beans.
He really likes the steak flavored jelly belly beans.
that's at least enough money for jelly beans.
So in this world, is jelly belly like a
the American dollar.
Just the fucking Colin Powell runs a fucking Jelly Belly instead of running the Federal Reserve. They're making too many jelly beans, and then
other countries still use paper currency. So when you go to like a currency exchange,
but everything's
just look like
give you a bag of jelly beans.
You have a jar of jelly beans. You're like, how many euros can I get?
Yeah,
for this?
But like every other country,
guess how much is in this jar.
Yeah, the currency exchanges are so fucked up now. Because they're like, that could either, they open it up and then there's just like a big bunch of newspaper in the middle and they're like, oh, fuck. That would be awesome if all, like, because every currency is currently tied to the U.S. dollar. So when we switch to it, every currency has to be tied to jelly beans now. And everyone's like, oh, fuck.
What about the ones that are meant to taste bad? Are those worth like a negative amount of money?
That's what counterfeit money is.
Yeah. No, that's what you trade in normally. Like, that's what you use to like buy food. That's what you use.
You
to,
like, you give a jelly bean.
As a tip.
What about the booger
you
flavored
give a jelly bean at the bar as a tip, and someone looks at it, they're like, This looks like a buttered popcorn jelly bean. That's a pretty good tip. Let me give it a little taste. He licks the tip of it, and then he's like, this is spoiled milk. You're under arrest.
The flavor. We have like 800 different denominations of currency, some of which are legitimately harder to find.
Most of elementary school for kids is learning different flavors.
And we just live in hell. Like, that's just... That's just a nightmare world.
Let's not do this.
Or is it heaven?
Speaking of like financially irresponsible, I have been really on this one Twitter account that's called like TikTok Investments, and it's like basically it just compiles all of the worst TikTok investors.
Oh, that rocks!
And there's a really cool. If you can hand me my phone, if you can show me the.
Why don't you have your phone?
Because I dropped it. Because I dropped it because I was winning too much money. Just like these guys.
And real money.
I think it's this guy. That's also
investing in jelly bean futures.
Okay, this guy's pretty worse. All the hours they
were awake. I hate his voice.
Slaves worked all the hours they were awake for their entire lives. In American history, in Egyptian history, in the rest of the world that had slaves, which is most of the world at some given point. I think, like, if they can do it, so can I.
That's pretty cool.
That's gotta be a bit.
No, that guy's all over
what
the place.
The
like,
fuck?
He's, like, actually, like, that kind of guy.
No way. There's so many guys like that, I believe it.
Okay, here's actually what I was trying to find. This is the day in the life of a TikTok influencer. So, they live in, like, what I would consider, like a frat house. But it's only guys on like fucking Robin Hood, and they all have their shirts off, and it's the most degenerate thing I've ever seen.
Let's go. How'd it go? Yo, let's fucking go.
How much you made, Noah?
$9,300.
$400.
$400.
$770. A little
$770.
It's for 25%.
Barely making any
money. Who else made something good? Little $1,200. I'm paid.
What the fuck you do, girl?
Can you pay me another one?
Jesus Christ.
So at the very end, they all made it rain there, and that's how they live.
Degenerate.
They all live together like that. And I just kind of...
$400 for the day. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Pretty good, man.
That is pretty good. You know, but it's also like...
It's just lame.
But imagine how many, like...
That's offset by, I'm sure, countless losses.
Yeah. You know? No, just losing constantly.
Also, I don't believe them.
Yeah, no, also, like, yeah. You don't, you didn't. You know, they're all, it's, they look like me when I was, like, lying on, like, when the teacher would ask you what score you got, and that was how he wrote it down, and you were just, like, 10 out of 10? Like,
yeah, he's just staring at the computer.
They look like the kind of guy who goes into the bar and asks, what can I get for $4?
Yeah, but then they, like, ball out. But then they pretend like they're balling out on that.
They're staring at his computer screen. Let's go. How much you make? $9,300.
$9,300.
Just now.
Let's go. It. Yeah, that
like,
is.
Yeah.
That is. God, it is like literally.
I'm so down.
It
right,
looks like.
Now that. I have pulled that money from an ATM to make it rain in my living room.
Yes. No.
I made.
Got it.
I
you
made
should be
this
able to have an ATM
money.
In your house.
Another rack,
just to look at it sometimes, and then you deposit it back in. Yeah. You get 3% taken off. But yeah. Pretty much. Like, all right, I have some
sweet.
People over. I got to withdraw.
they just have. I mean, like they don't even buy fake money. They feel like the smartest use of their money is to have a ATM in there.
Yeah.
They have to pay.
Come
for
on,
it.
That
man.
Seems like something. Some like. Douchebag like musician or artist would have like made a bunch of money. They're like, I'm set up a deal with Wells Fargo where they put an ATM in my house. They increased the withdrawal fee by like they doubled it, but
that would be funny.
I
if
don't
they,
care
if they like fucking had that, but like they were just being like real assholes about things. They're like, can you pay me back for that like soda that you just drank? And it's just like, oh, I can Venmo you. It's like, I only do cash.
Actually, I got an ATM right over. All right, 263. Yep. Yeah. The chain just clinking out.
No. It only does increments of 20. So he just has change for you.
And then he immediately
Chase
puts
Bank
it back
made me
in
an
there.
ATM that's a backpack so I can ball wherever I go.
I can ball. Yeah, that's real balling.
I love
just...
to ball.
How much for the Dippin' Dots? $8.
Good thing I got the ATM. I'll withdraw that real quick. I only deal in cash.
Hold this backpack. Put this backpack on your back so I could use it, please.
He's the guy who like gets really annoyed with the Uber Eats guys and says, like, I'm not paying for this. I'm not paying. He like searches through everything. That's that kind of guy.
Beep, beep. How much do I got to withdraw to make you fuck off from my life forever?
Beep, boop, $20. Boop, boop. Ooh, that's a little too blue for my blood. Oh.
How about you just fuck off?
How about you just fuck off for free? And I don't have to throw these hands.
Hit you with my ATM that I'm carrying around.
Oh, yeah.
Weighs fucking 900 pounds.
When we're talking about bad movies, I don't know if I talked about this yet, but I watched a Liam Neeson movie. I've been watching like all the bad action movies on Netflix, and it's called Nonstop. He's an alcoholic air marshal. He's got all the problems in his life, and he's on this plane, and suddenly his like it's like an encrypted cell phone, whatever thing that only air marshals can get texts. But someone on the plane is texting him. He's like, "I'm gonna kill someone every 20 minutes till I get." It's like $4 million or something, and he's like, "I gotta stop this, man." He won't contact like his superiors or anything. Basically, all these,
we
these
don't
people start
negotiate with terrorists, Liam.
Yeah, right? Wait, why can't he contact his superiors about that?
Well, he decided not to negotiate with terrorists. And then once he does decide to, they framed him, so they think he's just like joking about it, and he's acting like there's a terrorist, but it's actually him.
I like how they're...
So they think he's joking, but they think it's him?
No, they think he's having like a crisis.
You were like a person, hey, a guy
I'm
who is...
Pretty
joking.
Bad joke of you to
joking
kill those
is a bad
people.
Word.
Imagine just being like, we're going down. Like one. Did you guys see that one like baby reveal thing?
Yeah.
The one thing where the wing fell off and they just like spun out. Imagine just being like, we're going down into the LA airport and they're just like, you're going to get fined for this.
I like
for that
how the plane
obvious
propped
joke.
Us. Cropped us like pink over them. They're like, woo. And then the wing falls off. The plane like spirals over the tree line. Fresh. And the camera goes back to the celebrating couple.
Yeah, the couple's
like,
still celebrating. Everyone's like screaming in horror, but they think it's just because everyone's excited about the
their baby.
But like, how low? Because it was because they like pulled up so
hard. Oh, yeah. He pulled up hard.
But like, it was one of those things where it's like, how low did you have to get for this like shitty baby?
I need to cry the plane. There's something wrong with it.
He died.
Yeah.
Yeah, he fucking died, bro.
Anyway, the movie's really bad. There's so many bad twists. You know who the terrorist is because it's the only other like decently big actor in it.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Good but at the end of it, when they figure out who it is, like, you know, there's a shootout in the plane. They're like, why are you doing this? He's like, because my father died on 9/11. And I want to prove to the American public that flying is still not very safe.
It's, wow.
That's like, okay.
Wow, fuck that guy. Yeah. I thought I could relate
was
to
this
him,
movie,
but all of a sudden,
yeah, no. Was this a TSA-funded movie?
Yeah.
It could have been. Well, oh, but like, well, he does this crazy shit.
The
to
opposite,
get, like,
right? Like,
no,
or,
because,
no, I guess
no,
they would get more funding.
We need more money.
Yeah.
He does all sorts of crazy shit to take this plane over. It's like really in-depth. It's like, wow, that's almost impossible to do. He's like a tech guy on board with him as well.
I think it would
and
be
And then
funny.
He's like, this is all I had to do. It was really weird. Oh, and then there's a bomb on the plane, and it's gonna explode. And it's like, wow, what's gonna happen?
How is he killing the people every 20 minutes?
Do they explode?
Does he just shoot them?
Some of it's
like it's me.
Some of it's pretty mysterious, but you find out that he has some poison and a little, and like he keeps
so much.
He has like poison darts. And people keep having heart attacks and dying, and they can't figure it out. And then. Like some lady at somebody was like, I found this little poison vial. Oh, and he accuses like 10 people throughout the movie of being the terrorist. It's like, wait, like it gets really old.
How does this
he keeps grabbing people and people like part of the movie is people filming him and he's pissed about it. That like have their phone out and be like, hey, there's an air marshal here with his gun out and he's punching someone in the face, accusing him of being a terrorist. He's like, oh.
Wait, so he was an air marshal, and that's why he's mad, is because they, like...
He's trying to protect everyone, and they don't trust him.
I think it would be funny if he got the gun into the plane, not by being an air marshal, but by, like, throwing it up while he goes into TSA, so it goes around the TSA stuff, and then quickly running through TSA
there's also like,
and catching it, saying, thanks, bye.
There's, like, okay. A bunch of moments of him being like, all right, I'm not going to drink. I really want to drink right now. Like, staring at airplane shooters. and it's the habits like three times. And if I remember correctly, as it goes on, he finally just does have a few.
Like, wait, why is there tension?
You need to calm your nerves, man.
Yeah,
go for it.
You know, it's like, all right, yeah, I probably.
Okay, if you are,
too.
You're an alcoholic in a really stressed situation. Go for it, man.
Yeah, if you're poisoning people on an airplane and then going to like kill people with a gun and then going to explode a plane for four, why would you not drink?
Yeah,
you're like, awesome. I'm here.
Well, no, the guy doing all that. Is poisoning people isn't the one drinking.
Is
air marshal?
No.
What?
Oh, it's the air marshal.
The
air marshal's the good guy.
Okay, I just thought occasionally it would cut back to the guy who was poisoning people being like, damn, I can really use a drink. But
that would be cool. Just like
he's about to blow the plate up. He's like, I can stay sober.
Yeah, no, he's trying to.
Idea where a movie's like, not only should you hate this guy because he's killing people, but he's also a lousy drunk.
Yeah, no, he actually
irredeemable.
He gets found out because he was just like, you know what I'm doing on the plane right now? I'm poisoning people.
Yeah, he's leaning over to the old lady sitting next to him. Yeah. Like, I fucking killed all those people. It's so fun.
So fucking easy.
There's a bomb at the end. He's just gonna blow the fucking plane up, and Liam Neeson kills him. And is like
the gun.
Yeah, I think so. They do like negative G's because the pilot's. Yeah, he tells. I don't remember. And
do
when he's
roll?
Like, he's like midair doing negative G's and shoots the guy. It's cool. Then there's a bomb, and he's like, "Air Marshal protocol says you stack all of the luggage against it in the back of the plane." And they stack all the luggage against.
Does that work?
No, they'd die. They would depressurize and they'd die. He's like, yeah. We got to get low enough so it doesn't depressurize. They're like 30,000 feet. And it blows up and everyone hangs on and they land. Yeah. It's a great movie.
What?
And then he gets pussy at the end of the movie, too.
Oh,
it's really? From a girl like who's way too young?
Character? Well, in
no,
Zero G.
She's old.
Oh, okay.
She's in sitting next to him and flirting and he keeps on asking the flight attendant for drinks, but she knows he's an air marshal. So she's like, no. He's like, get me another. I'll have a vodka tonic like her. Oh. She's like, mm-mm. And the girl next to him is like, why won't she? Why didn't she bring you a drink? He's like, oh, I don't know.
She's a bitch.
Yeah.
Why don't you fuck me and find
cool,
out?
Cool, that sounds
and
like
then
a fun
it,
movie.
Then when it's zero G, he sticks his dick in her. And,
I mean, cool. And, oh, no. He's climbing really hard and, like, zero gravity
can't
to
stop
get towards
this.
Her. Yeah. Oh, no, I can't control my
oh, no.
We're going to die. I'm going to die doing one thing I love.
Yeah, he thinks logically that everyone's gonna fucking die, but somehow they miraculously make it out. And she's like, "What the fuck?
Where did
like,
so the bomb exploded and knocked the tail off the plane?
No, it just exploded out the side and big fireball out the side. And everyone's in their seats.
And they just landed at like Sully.
Do they explain how he got a gun and bomb onto the plane?
No, he ends up taking one of the. There's different. There's another. There's two air marshals on this flight for some reason. And
the first one is suspected at one point because like that's how he'd be able to message me, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, he's like, this guy's suspected. But he finds out the other air marshal is being blackmailed because that air marshal has a suitcase full of cocaine that he took on board. And he kills him in the bathroom. And he walks out of the bathroom. There's a lot of, like, it's honestly very funny moments, but it's, like, intense music. He walks out of the bathroom. There's, like, two bathrooms on the plane, right? Yeah. He walks out, and the flight attendant that he knows, like, what's going on? He's like, nothing. Nothing at all. She's like, can I go in there? He's like, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And she opens it, and the other air marshal she knows is fucking dead, and there's like cocaine. She's like, oh.
I love the idea of seeing like blood spurting out of somebody who got like poisoned or whatever.
I just broke his neck.
Oh, okay. Well, you see a broken neck and you see a bunch of cocaine, you're like, probably the coke. That's
how he died.
He has him in like a headlock and he's reaching for one of their guns on the ground. He's like, don't make me do this. Don't make me do it. Don't. It's like a 30-second scene and he breaks his neck.
That's awesome.
Oh, and then during the fight, his phone flips up and lands in the sink. And Liam Neeson accidentally hits the water and smashes the phone. They really destroy the phone.
Wait, and so that's why they can't, like, call...
Well, but then the lady he's sitting next to, who's super sexy, is like, have you ever tried soaking it in rice? It's like, soaking it in rice or something. They soak the battery.
It takes, like, 24 hours.
She's like, take the battery out and blow on it, and the phone works again. So he's getting all this help. And then there's an IT guy who helps him with the IT stuff, and he ends up being the terrorist partner.
Is this a big plane, or is it, like, a 747?
It's a big old... Like, yeah, like 747.
But not like a two aisler, just a single aisle.
747 is like two aisler, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. What am I thinking of?
It's a big one.
Yeah. Like those like individual like passenger planes.
It's a Rob Eiler.
It's a Rob Eiler?
Yeah.
It's a Rob.
From Sopranos.
I was about to say our pedophile teacher, but I stopped myself.
That's good.
Mr. Eiler.
Mr. Eiler.
He taught us how to be pedophiles.
He taught us how to all be pedophiles.
God, pedophile class was weird.
Yeah, that was.
Especially he's like, weird these... when you're a kid it's and you're like, not actually a pedophile.
I can't even be one yet. Like,
yeah. That's like showing me how to balance a checkbook in like fourth grade. It's like, okay, I don't need to know this right now.
That's all Jeffrey was trying to do on that island. He was trying to teach those kids good financial sense.
He was really into homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in sixth grade, our teacher brought in her sister-in-law, who's a banker, to teach us about checks and shit. And she's like, all right, who has questions? And me and many other boys are like, have you ever been robbed? she's like, and looked at the teacher, and she's like, you can tell. And she's like, yep, I've been robbed twice. And they're like, cool. What happened? Then it was just robbery stories for like 20
minutes.
That's
awesome.
Until it was the end of the
In all fairness, like all these teachers are always like, they don't teach people about finance in schools, but then it's like also... most of the time that like it's applicable, it's always like the fifth grade teachers who are like, I'm gonna teach the kids about finance, when they like don't even know how to do like long form division yet. And it's like, okay, maybe like high school they can learn about that, maybe not like fifth grade.
They can bring me in as a...
Even then, I remember being a high schooler, someone came in and they were like, this is how you do your taxes. I'd be like, fuck, I don't care.
There are so many...
I would memorize it for as long as I needed to finish whatever handed.
Did we learn that?
That is the big thing about, like, it's like 9 out of 10 women want to be, like, taught more about finance. And I'm like, I feel like that's just everybody. I feel like everybody is like, that would be nice to know.
Everyone also, likes the idea of knowing shit, but you ever
nobody
try
wants to
learning
learn.
Shit?
Right, it's
it
like
sucks.
9 out of 10 people would like to know more about finance.
Yeah.
I'd like to just have the knowledge. You know?
Yeah, but it's simply one of those things where it's like, I feel like you just learn it through osmosis. Or like if you need to know it, you look it up.
I just want to get a futuristic sticky USB in my head, and now I know stuff. I want to get to that point.
I know, kung
and
fu.
Every resource
you
we have.
Up for the Neuralink.
Every resource we have should go into making that. until it's good and it works.
Do the first human trials for Neuralink.
Have you seen those monkeys doing the Neuralink? Where like
people need to die for me until it works, and then
the monkeys like slam their head against the wall and like fucking die until their heads cave in when they get the Neuralink put in them.
That rocks.
Yeah, he. I mean, they just tortured monkeys.
They
didn't make anything that anyone can use. They tortured the fuck out of monkeys.
You did a horrible lobotomy. I watched Severance recently, actually, and I'm sad it's never gonna probably get another season, but it was really interesting. It's like we talked about it on the podcast once, but you get your
talked about the Severance shitter. Was our idea was that you had Severance, but it was only for when you were shitting. So part of you wakes up in all their life, all they know is just like periods of you shitting. So it's like you wake up, you stop shitting, you are about to get out the pot, and then you just find yourself shitting a massive dookie again. It's because your shits are so violent, but another half of you is just constantly shitting for their whole life.
Did we talk about the idea that like in protest you like stop wiping?
Yeah, and then the guy's like, I'm gonna eat something foul tomorrow, and you're gonna have to live
with
it. I'm
gonna keep you alive.
My brain's programmed like this. You can't undo that. And you
torture you,
and you like put padding on all the cabinets so you can't like cave your head in. You're like trying to hang yourself, but the moment you stand up, you stop shitting.
I'd force myself not to shit. If I were like came to while shitting, I'd clench it in.
No, the moment that you clench it in, you wake back up, and then you say, "No, you don't."
It's just back.
The moment that releases, you're back in there.
I mean, like,
I guess you'd write messages in your shit in the bathroom to communicate.
You just like as you're shitting, you just take like a handful and like scroll it on, just like
hooker suck dick while shit? ?
Hooker suck dick.
Please.
I did the whole Severance
thing. Immediately cleaned up and you're shitting again. You're like, no!
they have recommendations. And they're just like, give yourself a cake while you're shitting if it's your birthday. And they're just, you like start jitting one day. Because it would just be constantly like, you just constantly are in different places and you're like more hungover. You have like it hits you that you're hungover and you're doing a horrible shit. And then you get out and you're like, okay, I'm not hungover anymore. And I've got Jimmy John's on the side of the toilet. Ooh, and you go over, you're about to taste it, and then you wake up again and you're just like, hurry up in there, and you're like, you're at a party.
Yeah.
You go insane. I'd start tasting my teeth, see if there's any food real me ate.
I'd bite my fingers off, dude. I would really be,
You can take a while to take a shit, you know. You can definitely take your time in there if you get that inclination.
I'd wait until real me slipped up and brought the phone into the bathroom with him, and then I'd message everyone like, "I am a Severance shitter. This is cruel and unusual.
It's not what this technology should be used for. Yeah.
My whole life is taking a shit."
I would shit really slowly and run out.
That would be, you're just shitting like a deer. You're just waddling. You're like, help.
You like make it onto the street with your pants down. You're like, help out. And then you finish shitting. And he's like, oh, sorry, neighbor.
Oh, sorry about that. And he's like, I don't know. Severed shitter, huh?
Are you a severed shitter? No.
No, I lock the door with a keypad. That's what I do for my severed shitter. I have a keypad, and that's the only way that they know. I've changed my lock screen password.
Lock him in the bathroom.
I've turned off my Face ID and changed my lock screen password so you can't text me. Nobody.
I would make it a escape room for him.
Escape
before they're
I'd give him trinkets. I'd give him trinkets that he could.
I wouldn't want a Severance. I think that would be.
No, I think that would be incredibly cruel.
I don't think shitting is not a.
I enjoy shitting.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not such a bad experience. I'd want
to
lose it.
Yeah, that would be weird if you like cut from like about to shit, like you were about to get shit out of your ass to like.
That would be unsatisfying.
That would be unsatisfying. Like, I really got to poop, and all of a sudden you're just getting up from the toilet.
Part of that is psychological, where it's like, I've got to poop, and then you're like, oh shit, I guess I just pooped. I don't need to do that anymore. But like in your mind, I feel like there's an association there.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. That's what Severance Season 2 is.
If I want a Severance, it'd be for driving.
Driving?
Oh, yeah, me too.
Sure. But then your guy would have to go where he wants to go.
Kill yourself so easy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Severance.
You really want to keep him happy. Yeah. You want a hooker for Roadhead? You know? Yeah, no. Serious XM?
Fuck. Yeah, I got to drive cross country. It's like you hire a hooker. You're like, look, I'll pay you a bunch. It's just if you aren't giving head this whole way, whenever other me asks for it, we'll both die.
Yeah, he will crash the car.
He tries to get out and go to the gas station, and he's like, fuck, and then he severances back. Oh, that would be hell. Like, the moment that you take your, like, the moment
you
that
can
you, like, stop.
Experience most of life from your car seat.
I mean, you'd be, like, sitting. Lot. Imagine, like,
there's
imagine,
a lot.
Okay.
Good experience, yeah.
You got drive-thrus, you got drive-in theaters, you could just open up
but
your
have you
phone
ever,
and watch.
I'm just trying to drive to work, and then I wake up, and it's, like, a year later.
But have you ever
a note
driven?
Where it's, like, I saw a bunch of movies at the drive-in theater, went to a bunch of drive-thru places.
You have no
kinda
money
just
left.
Burnt through all the money in your bank account, and it's out
You're
now.
In southern Mexico.
Go back to work.
So yourself. You get control again.
You're
in, like, southern Mexico. Your car is in terrible condition. Your body is all deteriorated and fat. You've just been going through
drive-thrus. No, you haven't been. You don't have any gas
shitting in bags
anymore.
And throwing it out the window.
You don't have any gas anymore. So you're just sitting on the side of the road shitting in bags, like waiting, like asking people to like pick you up or help you.
He's like, thank you for my life, my other self.
You're watching
now. I return it to
news
you.
Clips. So like, we're looking for this man who's continually throwing bags of shit out his window and screaming at people at the gas station to please fill my car
up. My
I'll pay you money.
It was my
severance.
I can't get out. I can't get out. Please fill my car up. I'll suck your cock. Come over here. Get in my car. I'll suck your cock. And you can use my
money
to fill
I ran
the car.
Out of money a long time ago.
Please.
I'll suck your cock, though.
I'm imagining like him pulling really close to the pump and then like getting in the back seat, rolling
down the window and just like make.
Drop the car.
Fuck.
Hey, can you go in there and buy me some toilet paper? Yeah. And give me some more plastic bags, please.
And if you could, cocaine.
I don't know.
You got McDonald's.
You just
give
start,
like 40
slowly
napkins.
Driving through the doors at that point, where you're just, like, going around the aisles in
like
your
when
car,
you're fucking around
like,
in
picking
GTA.
Up, yeah, just, like, going and, like, picking up a bunch of, like, Hostess
products.
There would
be, like, drive-through convenience stores for severance drivers that have gone rogue.
Fourth that, ones that have
no,
gone
no,
rogue.
Yeah, it'd be pretty
it's
common
set up,
because they're like,
no, but it's set up by a severance guy, but he's now got it, so he's just like in a wheelchair, basically.
Well, it'd be like
he's like stripped out the car
this
enough.
This is how
that
the cars universe came true.
Yeah, that is. There's just guys.
Yeah, everyone's got severanced into being driver severances, and they're banded together, and they're like, we rule now.
And then they just fucking do like the
Max.
Yeah,
they just
like
Neuralink
that
with their
sexy.
Car.
Yeah, they're just like, that car's so hot.
Elon Musk. Elon Musk does like the Neuralink in his car because Elon Musk is severance guy. Is just like on his iPad and his Tesla, and he's like, I can code it, so it takes my brain out of the jar and constantly has me.
You seen how
Elon
shitty
Elon Musk doesn't know how to code.
How shitty the finished Cybertruck looks.
You would try and fail, but like the idea would be there. What'd you say?
Do you know how shitty the finished Cybertruck looks?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dude. The fucking, it's like all the siding is like popped off a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Stained
just
everywhere.
Ugly.
Stainless
yeah.
steel.
So many people pre-ordered that.
Yeah. It's really just horrifying.
Didn't that one fucking guy who you guys work with pre-order the Cybertruck? And he's on LinkedIn
Maybe.
All the time?
I don't know who you...
There's some guy who's on LinkedIn all the time and he pre-ordered the Cybertruck.
Fuck.
And you guys were talking about him.
Was it...
I have no clue who this is.
Zach?
Jay.
What Zach do we know that can afford a Cybertruck?
Not Zach B.
Another one, neither.
I guess
Cybertruck. He's not into that shit.
Well,
you know how
expensive
people
are they?
Into and they're like,
a pre-order probably wasn't that expensive.
How expensive is a Cybertruck? 60 grand? 70 grand? 80 grand?
I don't
grand?
Know. The pre-order was grand? Like $900 or something. Like,
yeah, you just
have
to put
bad.
Some money down, and they're kind of betting that some people won't take it.
People were just like, these cars are going to be inaccessible once they come out, and
yeah.
it looks like a fucking poorly rendered chew.
Yeah.
It's really ugly. It's profoundly ugly.
Nothing is funnier than Elon throwing two weights at the windows and both of them cracking.
Breaking them.
Like, shit.
It's because we did it once earlier.
Yeah.
He must have had huge plans for that, and some engineers like, you shouldn't throw that at the window.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's going to work. He's like, nope, this is...
Oh, wait.
My...
Did you hear about that crazy story? We now found Grimes discussed, like, so basically Elon Musk was told to, like, come down and introduce their kid, like Xylophone or whatever their name is, to Grimes' parents. And Elon Musk was in a grumpy mood, according to Grimes. So, or like he was in like a stressed, grumpy mood, she said. So he went into...
How is that not his mood through his whole life?
Well, he went into the hotel that he was staying at and he downloaded...
He's on his uppers.
He downloaded Elden Ring and he played that for literally 12 hours straight. And then he made the tweet that was like, I'm making an offer to Twitter. And he made the offer for Twitter before sleeping. So he was sleep deprived and malding on Elden Ring and just like sat
and
down.
And avoiding a family meeting.
Yeah, just avoiding a family meeting. Stressed out, just like sleep deprived, like fuck. And then he's like, you know what I'm going to do? 420.69. And it's like way more than Twitter's worth by like a factor of 10.
Elon Musk is getting through being a billionaire the same way I got through 3 years of university before dropping out.
Yeah, you're like, ow.
Just putting off all important decisions and then acting like a fucking crazy person after playing video games all day.
Yeah.
And eating horribly.
Yeah. Right. And then the crown Saudi prince is like, let me help you out. I'll help you buy it.
Well, that'd be nice if I got that part. But
that would be cool.
Saudi prince is like, here, let me help you study. All right.
Okay. Let me help you study.
Okay. I'm having a hard time, Prince. That is okay. Please give me.
I don't.
Let me help you study.
Please return my investment.
I don't get how the sum of accounts payable.
Will you work for me if you get return on my investment? Okay.
Okay. Maybe otherwise, I will cut your head off.
Maybe you can suck my penis with your little
maybe
boy mouth.
I can play a little bit more World of Warcraft.
No. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit more.
Please pass your test first.
That's, yeah. Saudi Prince is just like your conscience. He's like, bro, you cannot. You can, like, your conscience, your imaginary friend is just a guy being like, you cannot play
have
anymore.
Have you guys met Liam's roommate? He's really weird. He's a fucking weird guy. I don't think
you can do this. You could do it. Just go.
Do you go to school?
I just supported that my friend. I make sure that he's going to do well in his test today. That's not right, Liam. Yeah.
Yes.
This feels. I don't know. I guess that's nice, but something feels off here.
Are you sure that your friends are good for you, Liam? They don't seem like your future is the priority.
They don't like
your future
our
is my priority.
Yeah. In the Saudi Arabian royalty.
I am a Saudi prince. Welcome to Saudi Arabia. Look at everything that we have here. We have lots of jikal tikal masala. Welcome to Saudi Arabia.
We make it to the rain in the desert.
It's an Indian guy pretending to be.
You have just gotten off. You've just gotten off of the tube. I know you think you're just south of London, but you're in Saudi Arabia.
We have a spicy ice cream.
The tube.
Would you like to invest in my Saudi prince business? My family is very good with iPhones, and we fix them up for people. You'll get big returns. Welcome to Saudi Arabia.
Oh my god. I just
ignorant American
like, wow.
Guy.
Wow.
Thinking that
I am a Saudi
obviously
prince.
Indian man is a Saudi prince.
I'm a Gamal Khashoggi.
We're going to drive the Peugeot today because my Ferrari is in the garage.
We are driving Uber that you're paying for. And we will be
going. If you could please pick up this Uber, I forgot all of my millions at home today.
And we will be going to bar to hit on baby girls.
Could you please tell some of those pretty girls that I'm a Saudi prince?
It is very important that you get socialized.
Instead of like wearing like whatever you call the thing Saudi prince is wearing, he just has like a washcloth like tied around his head, and on top of his head.
He's really stressed out.
Yeah, it's also a washcloth that's
swell.
Like he has like
a call
pattern
he's hanging
on
up on. How do you like Saudi Arabia? Yes, it's very much like England. I know. I don't know. England is a nice place. My family thought let's make it like that. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Come on.
This is one of my many
cool
places.
Guy.
It just happens to look like the back of a Chinese restaurant. It's one of my many homes.
This is a vacation home. A little crowded right now, big people.
Welcome to Saudi Arabia. Come on, kids, get out of the way. We have very important guys from America. All right, big businessman.
Big businessman.
He's going to give us lots of money.
It's us. We're also fooling this man.
How much money can you invest? You're like, $300? Okay, all right.
$300.
Okay.
That's how much we need.
He's pretty rich.
With that, we can get the robot arm pizza trucks working, finally.
Get them off the ground.
Get them off the gun. All right. You know what you... And to get water gun working, email us at brownbrookspodcast@gmail.com.
Don't do that. Or do, please, God. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Send us money. Thank you, bye.
Send us money somehow.
Mail money.
Mail money.
Wire money.
Mail credit card, and we will give it back.
Mayo.